This is KDRT 95.7 FM in Davis, California. Welcome to Cowboy Tracks. I'm your host, Nancy Flagg, bringing you authentic Western music and cowboy poetry. Cowboy Tracks is on live every Friday at 1 o'clock. And if you can't listen live on Fridays, you can listen to replays on Thursday nights or Monday morning. You can go to Facebook, check out the Cowboy Tracks Facebook page, or you can subscribe via iTunes. Today is a very special episode of Cowboy Tracks. We'll be commemorating the 150th anniversary of the first transcontinental railroad. On May 10th in 1869, the last spike, also known as the Golden Spike, was pounded into the track in Promontory Summit, Utah. And that's where the western end of the railroad connected to the eastern end. The Transcontinental Railroad is considered the single most significant engineering achievement of the entire 19th century. It opened up the West to travel and commerce, and it forever changed the West and all of America. It connected people across the country by making the trip so much faster and easier. Previously, folks from the East Coast had to travel by boat down around South America's Cape Horn and then up the West Coast, or journey many months on an overland route by wagon train. The Transcontinental Railway also improved trade and access to markets between the West and the East. It brought about the development of many, many, many towns along the route, and it even boosted the cattle industry. Now, not all of its impacts were good. It was devastating to Native Americans, especially the Plains Indians, who were forced to move because the tracks ran right through their territory, and it put them in opposition with settlers and the U.S. Army. The train also resulted in the wiping out of buffaloes as hunters traveled by train to the buffalo grounds, and the train had a negative impact on the environment. Nevertheless, it was had such a huge impact on the West and its development. So let's hear a few songs about the Transcontinental Railroad, and I'll talk a little bit more about its history.
In the 1860s, a dream was made to boast. Build a railway across our nation from coast to coast. Two companies set out to do their best. Central Pacific worked eastward while the UP worked west. Union Pacific laid tracks through Nebraska fast, but their job through Wyoming would be a different task. 'Cause the Rocky Mountains stood right in the way, but the workers may have sang a song to pass the time of day. 'Cause they're working on the railroad, yeah, they're working on the railroad. For every spike that's driven, we're closer to the western coast. 'Cause they're working on the railroad, yeah, they're working on the railroad. For every spike that's driven, we're closer to the western coast.
The Iron Horse helped prepare the way for the elimination of the buffalo from the West. The railroad helped the Great Plains become the firing ground for the greatest slaughter of wild animals by human hands ever recorded in history. The Grant administration's goal was to kill every buffalo you can. For every buffalo dead meant another Indian gone. The golden spike was finally driven in the coffin of the mighty bison who once roamed these great western plains. Then on May 10th in 1869, in Promontory, Utah, a connecting of the lines, a golden spike was driven on that day to help complete the transcontinental railway. 'Cause they're working on the railroad. Yeah, they're working on the railroad. For every spike that's driven, we're closer to the western coast. 'Cause they're working on the railroad. Yeah, they're working on the railroad. For every spike that's driven, we're closer to the western coast. For every spike that's driven, we're closer to the western coast.
Back no more, won't be back no more, boys, you've seen the last of me in America. They're building a great railroad to the sea, Union and Pacific, out on the broad high plain. I'm off to make my fortune where nobody knows my name. Shipped us up to Boston in the spring of 65, hauled us to Nebraska, we were barely half alive. Barely half alive, boys, hungry and alone, swinging that big hammer 7,000 miles from home. Union and Pacific, out on the broad high plain, I'm off to make my fortune where nobody knows my name. My aching back, saving all my wages up for my own piece of land. I'll be working for myself and not for any other man. Union and Pacific, out on the broad high plain, I'm off to make my fortune where nobody knows my name. Union and Pacific, out on the broad high plain, I'm off to make my fortune where nobody knows my name.
We heard Transcontinental Railway by Buffalo Bill Boycott and Union Pacific by the Wooks. The transcontinental train was a concept that had been talked about for years and years, but politicians argued about whether it should go through southern states or northern ones, and also about how to pay for it. Well, Theodore Judah, an engineer, was a real key driver of the project. And let me interject here. I've got a trivia question for you of particular interest to folks in this area. Where was the first railroad built in the West? Well, it was the Sacramento Valley Railroad. It went from the Sacramento River at Front and L Street, just a handful of miles here from the K-Dirt Station, up to Folsom, California, just under a 23-mile route. It was approved in 1852 and became operational in 1856. Anyway, I digress because Judah was a surveyor and the Sacramento Valley Railroad's chief engineer. And he's the one who went on to vigorously promote a transcontinental railroad. He took his proposal repeatedly to Congress and to President Lincoln, who was also very keen to have a transcontinental route. The work that Judah did made such a difference because he personally surveyed all the possible routes. And solve the daunting puzzle of the best route for a railroad over the Sierra Nevada mountains. Let's hear a song called Promontory by Idlewild.
Get up early before daylight. Beans and biscuits in a jug of water. The tent blew over in the rain last night as we worked this railroad line. Oh, boys, lay the track. A few more miles to the promontory. Hard enough work will break your back. We worked this railroad line. Across the plains and the great divide, tunnel through the mountains and touch the sky. It's all downhill on the other side as we work this railroad line. Oh, boys, lay the track. A few more miles to the promontory. It's hard enough work to break your back as we work this railroad line.
That was Promontory by Idlewild. We were talking about Theodore Judah and how he figured out the route over the Sierra Nevada mountains. And he also got the interest of the Big Four, as they became known, Leland Stanford, C.P. Huntington, Mark Hopkins, and Charles Crocker. These were all prominent Northern California businessmen who formed the Central Pacific Railroad in 1863, which is the one that eventually connected with the Union Pacific Railroad from the east to create the first transcontinental. They met at Promontory Summit, those two, the east and west routes. Anyway, these businessmen, the Big Four, saw the railroad as a way to make a lot of money, and they were right. They did become extremely wealthy in the process. It was in 1862 that Congress provided land and some preliminary governmental aid towards the railroad. The construction was conceived of as a great race, with the Central Pacific Railroad of California building that line from Sacramento and heading east, while Union Pacific built west from the Missouri and from the Missouri River. And the lines met at Promontory Summit, creating a 1,900-mile continuous unbroken ribbon of steel. And it was said that there was nothing like it in the world. And that's also the title of a book I'm reading by Stephen Ambrose about the history of the Transcontinental Railroad. And it's really, really well done. Very interesting. So it's the workers who built the railroad, the ones on the eastern part were Irish, largely Irish immigrants, freed African-American slaves, and discharged Civil War soldiers, whereas the western end of the route coming out of Sacramento was built primarily by Chinese immigrants. The white men were paid between $1 and $3 a day, whereas Chinese workers earned less. They did strike and eventually got some increase in pay. These next few songs convey a little bit about life working on the railroad.
In 1841, me corduroy breeches I put on. Me corduroy breeches I put on to work upon the railway, the railway. I'm eager for the railway. Ah, Paddy works on the railway. In 1842, Bartley Pillar, they built a crew. Found I had a job to do, working on the railway. I was wearing corduroy breeches, digging ditches, pulling switches, dodging pinches. I was working on the railway. In 1843, I poked me shovel across me knee. Planned to work for the company of the Leeds and Selby Railway. I was wearing corduroy breeches, digging ditches, pulling switches, dodging pinches. I was working on the railway. In 1844, I landed on the Liverpool shore. Me belly was empty, me hands were sore. We're working on the railway, the railway. I'm weary of the railway. Ah, Paddy works on the railway. In 1845, Daniel O'Connell was alive. Daniel O'Connell was alive, working on the railway. I was wearing corduroy breeches, digging ditches, pulling switches, dodging pitches. I was working on the railway. In 1846, I turned me trade from petty and bricks. Turned me trade from petty and bricks for working on the railway. I was wearing corduroy breeches, digging ditches, pulling switches, dodging pitches. I was working on the railway. In 1847, Paddy was thinking of going to heaven. God bless him. If he left one child, then he left 11. All working on the railway, the railway. I'm weary of the railway. Paddy works on the railway. In 1848, I learned to drink me liquor straight. Learned to drink me liquor straight, working on the railway. I was wearing corduroy breeches, digging ditches, pulling switches, dodging pinches. I was working on the railway. I was wearing corduroy breeches, digging ditches, pulling switches, dodging pinches. I was working on the railway.
Well, every morning about 7 o'clock, 20 terriers are working on the rock, and the boss come along and he says, "Keep still, come down heavy with a cast iron drill, and drill ye terriers, drill, drill ye terriers, drill. All your work all day for the sugar in your tay, down behind the railway, and drill ye terriers, drill, and blast and fire." Now our foreman's name was Gene McCann. My God, he was a blaming man. One morning morning, a premature blast went off, and a mile in the air went Big Jim Golf. Now drill, ye terriers, drill. Drill, ye terriers, drill. Oh, you work all day for the sugar in your tay. Down behind the railway, now drill, ye terriers, drill. And blast and fire. Next time payday came around, Jim Golf, a dollar short was found. When asked what for, came this reply, you were docked for the time you was up in the sky. Drill, ye terriers, drill. Drill, ye terriers, drill. Oh, you work all day for the sugar in your tay. Down behind the railway. And drill, ye terriers, drill. And blast and fire. Boss was a fine man down to the ground. He married a woman 6 feet brown. She baked good bread, she baked it well, but she baked it hard as the rocks in hell. Now drill, ye terriers, drill. Drill, ye terriers, drill. Oh, you work all day for the sugar in your tay. Down behind the railway. And drill, ye terriers, drill. And blast and fire. And blast. Fire.
That was Drill Ye Terriers by Trails and Rails. Terriers was written in, I think, 1888 by Thomas Casey and Connolly. It's a work song, and terriers was a term used for Irish workers. And they're the ones who drilled the holes in the rock for the explosives that would blast out space for the railroad tunnels. And Black Irish Band sang Paddy Worked the Railway. I was telling you earlier about this being the 150th anniversary of the Transcontinental Railroad, and there's lots of celebrations happening in various parts of the country, including here, right here, with the California State Railroad Museum. But the big event will be in Ogden, Utah, May 10th through 12th. There will be a Golden Spike Sesquicentennial Festival at Promontory Summit. There'll be train excursions and other events and activities. And a big feature of the event will be a return of the Big Boy, number 4014, locomotive, and the living legend, number 844. These big boys were built by Union Pacific in the 1940s. They were articulated steam locomotives designed for hauling freight over the mountains. And they're the biggest, by far, the biggest and heaviest locomotives ever built. They were taken out of operation in 1959. There's only eight left, and they're all just on display except for one. One that UP has been restoring just for the Sesquicentennial celebration. They've put it back in operational shape, and it will participate in the Golden Spike anniversary. It'll travel from Cheyenne to Ogden, Utah, and there's just huge interest over it, particularly for rail fans. Union Pacific is anticipating that after the anniversary, they will have additional tour stops in various places in the country, and I sure hope that Sacramento is one of them, because I'd love to see one of these big boys. Here's another song from the Black Irish Band that is a tribute to the Chinese railroad workers. It's called Men of Iron.
Eastbound train toward the valley to the Utah plain. Some came from riches, others came as slaves. Too many of them were worked into the grave. Toward the mountain they blasted every mile. They set the charges, never resting all the while. All came from China to escape the strife and war. Into America, they found they were ignored.
history, men made of iron and of steel. No fame or glory was found across that sea, and they never gave up on a dream. They were men who just wanted to be free. It was a railroad that boasted grace and style, not to the Chinese that had died for every mile. They worked them harder as the goal lay in sight. To beat the Union, they pushed them day and night. The rails united celebrations gave, not to the Chinese for the tracks that they laid. No grand illusions to the future that they carved, to the greed of others that made them work so hard. They took their place in the page of history, men made of iron and of steel. No fame or glory was found across that sea, and they never gave up on a dream. They were men who just wanted to be free. In the page of history, men made of iron and of steel. No fame or glory was found across that sea, and they never gave up on a dream. They were men who just wanted to be free.
Story about my employ, the UP Railroad of toil and joy. We started out westward, CP to the east, to join in the desert or somewhere at least. Surveyors and graders are clear in the way, brave men pushing forward to work night and day. The Indian shall keep us in danger and fear, but life on the line, the goal is yet near. Promontory, promontory, we'll lay down the rails and point them to thee. Promontory, promontory, we'll end the great race in promontory. I do miss my home, but not Laramie. As for hell on wheels, there's nothing for me. Moreover and still, I miss my true love, awaiting home for me, I trust God above. These mountains out west, they're solid and true. A day's worth of blasting brings one foot or two. We've crossed Weaver River more times than we should. I'm weary, I'm lonesome, I'd leave if I could. Promontory, promontory, we'll lay down the rails and point them to thee. Promontory, promontory, we'll end the great race in promontory. They say Utah's land is too desolate to have celebration, the Mormons will fret, but we'll sing and we'll shout for the lines that we've laid, and when it's all over, we'll surely be paid. Together we'll drive the last spikes in line to end and complete our duty in time. May God keep our land together in peace. From ocean to ocean, the rail shall not cease. Promontory, promontory, we'll lay down the rails and point them to thee. Promontory, promontory.
in Promontory. Yes, we'll end the great race in Promontory.
That was Promontory by Bob Hardy, and we heard Men of Iron by the Black Irish Band. You're listening to KDRT 95.7 FM, Davis, California. This is the Cowboy Track Show, and we're doing a special on the 150th anniversary of the Transcontinental Railroad. I wonder if you've been hearing other shows on CADR. There are lots and lots of good ones. There's one I'd like to call out to you. It's called Out of Style, hosted by Wayne Hagen. And it's all kinds of good music that I guess is out of style, but should never really be out of style. This week I heard music from The Band. There was a great song called Stage Fright. And there was a country blues singer-songwriter who has a very nimble fingerstyle guitar known as Lightnin' Hopkins. It's a show worth checking out. This is it's also Wayne's 70th birthday this week, so happy birthday to Wayne. KDRT is a non-commercial community radio, an oasis in the cultural desert that is consolidated mainstream media. Low-power FM stations like KDRT offer a platform for content and viewpoints that are consistently overlooked by commercial media. If you'd like to add your voice to the KDRT community, reach out by writing to info@kdrt.org. The American Civil Liberties Union works tirelessly to advance civil rights. The ACLU of Northern California is an enduring guardian of justice, fairness, equality, and freedom. And it works to protect and advance civil liberties for all Californians. To participate in or to support the ACLU locally, and to learn more about your rights, contact the Yolo County Chapter via aclu.yolocounty@gmail.com or go to the web aclunc.org. The Transcontinental Railroad profoundly changed the West and the course of the nation, and it most certainly affected the cowboy life, as described in this song by Ryan Fritz. This is Steel Rails on Cow Trails.
Spent long years horseback crossing this great land from Abilene to Alberta. I choked on sage and sand while the steel rails were creeping up behind my horse's tracks. Wheels set in motion, a tide that won't turn back. So I'm an old cowhand turned railroad man, and I embrace the change, but I'm still driving cattle clear across the range. But I'm pouring coal instead of oats to a horse with iron sides. I'm too old to wrangle, but I'm not too old to ride. Steel rails on our old cow trails. We're moving cattle faster up the line. Steel rails on our old cow trails. Rolling northern to a new cow town tonight. Now the night hurting was not so bad when rolling up the line. Lightning, storm, or thunder, the cows don't seem to mind. But I often wonder, do they miss their old Texas lullaby? It's been replaced by the clickety-clack singing in the night. Steel rails on our old cow trail. Moving cattle faster up the line. Steel rails on our old cow trails. Rolling northern bound to a new cow town tonight. Yes, sir. Mm-hmm. Now when I get to missing those golden trail days, horseback on old Dobbin, heading off some stray. Well, I pull on this old whistle and I war whoop just the same, like I'm running for a stampede, driving this here train. Steel rails on our old cattle trails, moving cattle faster up the line. Steel rails on our old cattle trails, rolling northern bound to a new cow town tonight. Rolling northern bound to a new cow town tonight.
That was Ryan Fritz, Steel Rails on Cow Trails. This next piece was recommended to me by a friend and show listener, Carl. It's an orchestral work composed by Soon-Hee Newbold. She's a composer, a conductor, and an actress. And this work that she wrote was inspired by train rides in the American countryside. She would see the diverse landscape from plains to majestic mountains, forests, streams, and big cities. Carl says that if we listen real close, we can hear the train reaching speed, climbing grades, and see the wide open vistas as it flies along. So let's give this a listen. Well, we seem to be having trouble playing American Landscape for whatever reason, so we're going to move on. I'll see if I can fix the difficulty, but we'll go on to one by Don Flemons, who is, he wrote this song about Nat Love. Nat Love was born in 1854 to slavery in Tennessee, but made his way out west and eventually began working on the Denver and Rio Grande Western Railroad as a Pullman porter. Nat wrote this Nat wrote in his autobiography that people should see America. He spent, you know, many years traveling on the train and thought it was real important that people know that. So here is Don Flemons with Steel Pony.
Get down to Holbrook, you won't find me there. Good Lord, I got the first thing smoking down the road somewhere. Got the first thing smoking down the road somewhere. Well, I called my steel pony and boys, I'm gonna ride. Getting far too old to follow this here herd. Good Lord, I caught the first thing smoking down the road somewhere. Called the first thing smoking down the road somewhere. Now I called my steel pony and boys, I'm gonna ride. Mr. Flemons, because I'm a pool porter now. Good Lord, I caught the first thing smoking down the road somewhere. Caught the first thing smoking down the road somewhere. Cause I caught my steel pony and boys, I'm going to ride, here I go. I done tore that guitar down. Good Lord, I caught the first thing smoking down the road somewhere. Now when you get over there, you won't find me, cause I called my steel pony and boys, I'm gonna ride.
That was Don Flemons. Now we're going to try again to see if we can hear the American Landscape Orchestral Work by Soon-Hee Newbold. Let's see what happens here.
Thank you.
Wow, that was amazing. Well, thank you, Carl, for recommending that one, American Landscape. We've been talking about the Transcontinental Railroad because it's the 150th anniversary of it. And now we're kind of looking more at other Western trains. There's a song called The Sound of the Old Great Northern by Rob Quist. The Great Northern Railroad was a Western U.S. railroad that ran from St. Paul, Minnesota to Seattle. It ran from 1857, which means it preceded the Transcontinental, and it ran until 1970 when it merged with other railways. So here is The Sound of the Great Northern.
Railroading on the Great Divide. Nothing around me but the Rockies and sky. It's there you'll find me as the years roll by. Railroading on the Great Divide. In 1916 I left my old home. Went out into the west with nothing of my own. I went drifting along with the tide and landed on the Great Divide. Railroading on the Great Divide. Nothing around me but the Rockies and sky. It's there you'll find me as the years roll by, railroading on the Great Divide.
Ask any old
old-timer in old Cheyenne. Wyoming railroading's the best in the land. A long steel rail and a short cross tie I laid across the great divide. Railroading on the great divide. Nothing all around me but the Rockies and the sky. It's there you'll find me as the years roll by. Railroading on the great divide. Number three's a coming, the fastest on wheels. Through old Laramie she glides with pride and rolls across the great divide. Railroading on the great divide. Nothing around me but the Rockies and the sky. It's there you'll find me as the years roll by. Railroading on the great divide. Railroading on the great divide. Nothing around me but the Rockies and sky. It's there you'll find me as the years roll by. Railroading on the great
divide. Clickety sound of the southbound freight and the high-speed hum of a passenger train becomes a part of the soul and the heart and the mind of a boy that's raised by the railroad line. The sound of the whistle at the crossing the road and the tanks and the trucks and the tractors on the flat car load becomes a part of the soul and the heart and the mind of the boy that's raised by the railroad line. And the big round penny that you lay on the rail and the wheels mash flat, and a glimpse of the faces of the ladies and the men in the engineer's hat, and the brakeman waves from the red caboose. He's a part of the past that never quite turns loose. He's a part of the soul and the heart and the mind of the boy that's raised by the railroad line. Flat, and a glimpse of the faces of the ladies and the men and the engineer's hat, and the brakeman waves from the red caboose. He's a part of the past, never quite turns loose. He's a part of the soul and the heart and the mind of the boy that's raised by the railroad line. The crickety sound of the southbound freight and the high-speed hum of a passenger train becomes a part of the soul.
That was Chris Ledoux, Raised by the Railroad, and we also heard Railroading on the Great Divide, Ann Hills, Cindy Mangson, and Steve Gillette. Thanks for tuning in this week to Cowboy Tracks. Next week we're going to celebrate Cowboy Poetry Week with lots of great Western poems. So we're going to close out today with The Train Song by Federale. Happy trails to you.